Well, we got pretty thin at a number of positions today. It seemed like we had a lot of injuries in this game particularly. We've been fairly lucky on offense to avoid a rash of injuries in any one position, and we lost a lot of receivers today. We lost two left guards. So it becomes difficult when you start rotating and moving guys out of position just to get through the game.
How hard is it to push through, to go back to work this week? And, you're riding 2-10.
Yeah, well, it's your job. And so part of being a professional is showing up to work when things are tough. And when there's adversity, that's when you should be working the hardest. So I think it's a time of the season where it reveals character of people based on how they show up to work, how they work during practice. If they're doing the same extra film study and same extra practice routine that they would do if they were 2-10 or if it was the beginning of the season. So I think it reveals a lot about character and people. So we'll find out a lot about our teammates.
If anyone would know, you would. I mean, this gets old, doesn't it? I mean, here we are another year. We're talking to you because you've been through it so many times.
Yeah, nobody wants to lose. Nobody wants to be on a team that's losing or a 2-10 team. But part of being a professional is putting the scoreboard or the record behind you and playing the same way at practice every single day and every single game. And that's my mindset, and that's what I'm going to implore my teammates to do.
Joe, you mentioned about the character and finding out what you have in the locker room. You know, fans look at 7-game losing streak, getting blown out like you guys did today. How do you respond to those that might doubt the character in the locker room when they look at those two things?
I can't control how fans think, but what I know I can control is how I play and how I prepare, and I'm not going to do anything different right now than if we were 2-10 and 10-2, and that's what I expect out of my teammates, and that's what we're going to demand out of our teammates.
How was Austin?
I thought he did a nice job. He's a guy that's really unflappable, and you saw that out there. Never got flustered, and I think that's a really bright sign for him.
Does it anger you when you see a Bengal jump in the end zone?
I guess I don't really think about it too much because I'm on offense and the defense is out there. So a lot of times we're kind of focusing on what happened the previous series and what our calls are going forward. So I didn't even really see it. But, if we don't want them to jump in the end zone, we got to keep them out of the end zone, keep stopping from scoring. So that's like you don't want a team to throw the ball when they're way up on you, then it's your job to stop them. So that's kind of how I think about it.
Joe, does it get difficult if these losses pile up to start seeing, it's a point of light at the end of the tunnel with a turnaround for this franchise anytime soon?
Well, nothing really changes as far as our job goes, especially on the offensive line. Whoever shows up across me, I'm going to have to block them no matter what our record is or what the circumstances are. So I guess you can't get your mind bogged down like a fan would because then it would affect how you play.